U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said yesterday she will bring together the Israeli and Palestinian leaders in the coming weeks for a summit dedicated to exploring ideas for an eventual Palestinian state. The conflicts in the Holy Land have both ethnic and religious dimensions, Israeli versus Arab, Jewish versus Muslim, which often leave the region's small Christian community caught in the middle. Vatican Radio's Philippa Hitchin is travelling with a delegation of Catholic bishops from Europe and the United States on their mission to show support for the Christian churches in the Holy Land. She brings us this report from Nazareth.
The Israeli government is very aware of the Christian concerns here in the Holy Land and very committed to their cause. That was the assurance our delegation of bishops received from the Israeli tourist minister, Isaac Herzog, son of the former Israeli president and grandson of a former rabbi of Ireland. Isaac Herzog was also one of the main organizers of Pope John Paul's trip to Israel and Palestine in the year 2000 and is therefore extremely informed about interfaith issues. Noting that Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Pope Benedict met in the Vatican to discuss these very issues just a few weeks ago, he assured us that all Arab Christians are equal citizens under Israeli law. But that view is not shared by many of the Christian Arab speakers we've been hearing from at this meeting in Nazareth and Jerusalem. On Tuesday morning, the director of a political think tank in Haifa, Wadi Abu Nassar, told us about the difficulties facing thousands of Arab families, divided either by the separation barrier or by the huge delays involved in obtaining the necessary citizenship papers for spouses coming from abroad. Some couples, we learned, have waited for over 6 years and paid for expensive court cases before being able to settle in Israel and consider bringing up a family. Small wonder that many others simply give up and decide it's easier to seek a new life abroad. Furthermore, this discrimination takes place against the backdrop of the Jewish law of return, encouraging and facilitating Jews around the world who wish to return to Israel. Behind all this, it seems, there's a fear of Arab numbers increasing and eventually becoming a majority within the Jewish state. At present, the Arabs number less than 20% of the 7 million or so population, yet the high birth rate among Muslims is a constant concern of those unable to envisage the two communities living peacefully side by side. And beyond the complex politics of this region, the psychological sense of fear and suspicion of the other seems to me, at least, to be the major obstacle to peace here. All the more necessary, therefore, for the churches to be promoting their message of healing and reconciliation that can lead to lasting peace. In Nazareth, I'm Philippa Hitchin.